And our special guest tonight, Dr. Evelyn Paglini. More to come on Coast to Coast AM. Evelyn, I wish you weren't so darn accurate with these things.
Oh.
You know? Gosh. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Tell us a little bit about magic. Give me your overview.
Magic is when you can use energies and forces to manipulate and to influence and to manifest a desired goal.
Do we need potions and things like that in order to accomplish that goal?
Anytime that you are using those energies that are of Earth, you are getting tools to assist you. And so, yes, I recommend it wholeheartedly.
You were raised pretty darn good. It's obvious.
Thank you.
What if you weren't? How would you have ended up still doing what you're doing in terms of magic?
The dark side.
No,
I'm very good at it.
No doubt about that. I mean, were you ever on the dark side?
When I had to fight evil, I fight it with the dark side. I don't send love.
So it wasn't like you were a convert or anything like that?
No, no. No, I took on evil.
It looks like you've been winning.
So far, so good.
Did you ever think you'd lose one?
No.
Maybe that's why you keep winning, because you don't have any negativity at all.
I also have an awful lot of help from the other side.
They probably know you well by now.
You know, George, when you have a bloodline like you do,
mm-hmm.
It comes naturally. See, when you have your instances that happen, the abilities that scare you, you should look into it a little bit more. It's the bloodline calling you.
Interesting.
And you know of what I speak.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like a duck to water. It comes naturally. You have a predisposition to it. It's in the bloodline. It's hereditary, just like it is in mine. And it's what you choose to do with it.
Yet some people can meditate and do pretty darn good too, right?
Oh, that's the idea. But for everyday meditation, it's so excellent to use it to release anxiety, to release pressure and to tension, and to revitalize, as well as to rejuvenate the body. When you quiet the mind, you can communicate with spirits and spirit guides and your ancestors, and you can call upon them to assist you in some of the choices and the decisions that you need to make today in these uncertain times. But if you ask for their help, then you have to quiet the mental chatter and put yourself into an altered state of consciousness.
I think
it's called the alpha state.
It makes you healthier when you meditate for some reason. Why is that?
Because you're getting in tune with the divine spark within you, and you are balancing yourself. But in ritual, it's an absolute must. Meditation and visualization is the basic foundation to using ritual.
I think if everybody just took it, yeah, how long does it take every day, let's say, if you had to do a little meditation?
Oh, you can do it in minutes. You can drop down to your levels once you have practice. I mean, you can do it anywhere.
Driving a car?
Yes.
It's not like you have to shut your eyes, though.
No, absolutely not. You are just immediately going into another zone.
Tell me a little bit about some of the techniques that you've used or you'd recommend.
For?
Meditation.
When you relaxed the entire mind and body with every nerve and every muscle and every fiber of your being, you are allowing the body to go into balance. You are allowing the mind to go into an altered state of consciousness, the alpha brainwave frequency. In this meditative state, this is where you can lift your level of awareness, communicate with spirits, go into the astral plane, go into the other dimensions. This is where you lay the foundation so that you can use the forces of the elements, that you can open up the portals and the gateways to these other dimensions, as well as I said before, just on your everyday living of just removing anxiety, pressure, and tension.
Do you ever use your dream state, Evelyn, to accomplish some of these goals?
Once in a while, not as often, only because I have a predisposition to my way of it, and mine is very ritualistic.
And it works for you.
It's what I'm trained to do. It's what I know. It's what where my results have always been. I can affect others in dreams. I can psychic attack in dreams. And I can accomplish and get results in that way, yes.
I would guess that you have a pretty strong skill with this, more so than most in your field.
I've spent my life in it, and most people don't dedicate. I'm a solitary practitioner, and most people just don't devote the decades I have.
Almost 24/7 with you, isn't it?
I live it. Yes, and it is 24/7.
No, I know that. Do you contact spirit guides?
Yes, I do.
For assistance, for guidance?
For assistance, for guidance, for wisdom.
Do they ever tell you, Evelyn, let's not go down that path?
Yes, they do. And they also will not do it for you.
They
won't.
In
other words, they're not your slave. They're your mentor. They're your advisor.
So you've still got the free will.
Absolutely.
And they won't step in?
No.
But they will advise.
But they will advise.
Will they warn you?
Absolutely. They will come to your aid, your assistance. They will give you energy. They will give you power. They will give you wisdom. But they will not do it for you.
Now, these guides, different from, let's say, a guardian angel? Or is this one of the same?
Different levels. In other words, they have different forces available to them. So it depends on what you're calling upon. If I'm calling upon a spirit guide, I'm going to get one kind of assistance. If I'm calling upon an archangel, it's another. If I am summoning or evoking a deity or an entity again.
When you summon them up for guidance and for help, are they willing to do this?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not like you have to pay any certain dues in order to get them.
Well, there's always an offering. You have to pay homage.
Okay. All right, so how...
Because you're asking for their help, their guidance, their assistance, as well as their power.
But, you know, some people always seem to want help when they're in trouble. They don't seem to ever ask for it or offer back when things are going okay.
Well, the gods are not favorable to that.
No, I wouldn't think that. Wouldn't think they would be. You know, there was, what was that old saying that somebody would always say, please, God, just give me this one last chance. I mean, and how many times have they asked for that? But it's always during a moment of strife or something.
No, you have to remember them daily through the highs and the lows so that when the time is right and you really do need in crisis and assistance, they're there for you because they've been there. They've walked with you every day. It's not that you pull them out once every 20 years.
What are some of the tools of the trade that you use? I mean, you've used before, and I remember you telling me about certain candles and colors of candles and special oils. What are these tools again, Evelyn?
Well, you have the psychology behind color because color is all around us, and it definitely affects our mood, and it can affect us in so many wonderful ways. But in magic or in ritual, your colors are attributed to certain energies and vibrations or frequencies. And so let's just say if you wanted different colors, okay, to understand them, you would be using white for like maybe healing and balancing and putting a shield of protection around you. But if you wanted, oh, let's say passion, power, stimulating the libido, energy, then you'd use red. If you wanted to bring a lot of peace, love, harmony, then you'd be using pink. Also, if you wanted to, let's say, influence the emotion of a person, the color of pink, as well as calling upon the spirit, pink.
Now, when you say colors and you use these certain colors, do you use it in clothes or how do you use it?
You can use it to put it around you in your environment because, again, it's that vibration. That's what it attracts. That's what it sends out.
Your car could be that color.
Absolutely.
Okay.
In other words, see, you'd never put red except when you wanted it specifically in the bedroom. Because if you had red in there all the time, you wouldn't sleep. You'd have nightmares. You'd have tension. You'd have anxiety because it's a power color.
So this is a color you would bring in once in a while.
You'd bring in, okay, for passion and romance, but you wouldn't have it daily there.
Open up the closet and roll out the red, right?
Right. You'd have the peaceful, calming, spiritual, healing colors in the bedroom.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis. Now, if you're going to be using it in magic, then you're going to get a corresponding candle, if it's an action candle, which I call soldier candles.
Now, what does that mean?
Action candles are that which you send out to do your bidding. It's almost like creating a familiar,
okay,
which we could talk about a little later. An action candle can be a tapir. It can be a votive. It could be a seven-day candle. It depends on the length of time of the ritual. The color is important because what is the ritual about? Let's say I want to remove a negativity. Well, I'm certainly not going to use red or green or yellow. I'm going to be using what? Black.
All right.
Okay. So the black, what if it's going to be removing it from a person, then I'm going to use an image candle in the color of black in the gender of the person as the subject.
Interesting. And this is the candle wax you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Which also represents earth. But that candle, whether it is a soldier candle or an image candle, is either going to be action that you are sending out, or it is representative of the person, especially when you add imitative and sympathetic.
What do you do? Just light it? Or is there something you say?
Well, first of all, you can use imitative magic, which is to create an image candle or to look like the subject, or if you have a picture of a person, you could put it up and above the flame, but behind the image candle.
Okay.
And then you have imitative. Sympathetic is that which is in sympathy with the body. That's your hair, fingernail pairings, strands of thread from your clothing, that which has been worn or is part of or in sympathy with the body. Now you have established two links. Now you're going to particularly pick a specific essential oil that is going to correspond with the task you have in mind.
Okay. Let's assume you want a better job and you put a picture up of your boss.
Of yourself.
Or yourself. All right.
Right.
What color candle?
Or your wife or whoever you're doing this for.
What color candle do you...
Green.
Green for a better job. Money, right?
Green male image candle to attract wealth, success, prosperity, money,
right.
Luck.
Put your picture behind it.
Yes.
Got your candle.
Yes.
What about these oils then?
Then I would pick, attraction oil, fast luck, money, prosperity, better business, any one of those or a combination there, Em.
And what do you do with that?
Put a couple of drops together in a small dish. Mix it, and then I would take and put it on the thumb and the first two fingers of your power hand.
Okay.
Then I would pick up the image candle in my other hand, holding it around the center or around the waist. From the center up and from the center down, I would call it dressing the candle. In other words, you're oiling it. The thumb is in the front. The other two fingers are in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Once that has been done, it has been dressed. Now you are ready to consecrate. In other words, now you are going to make it the subject. You are going to breathe life into it. So you're going to state out loud, firmly, I consecrate thee in the name of the first and last name of the individual.
It could be yourself.
Absolutely, but okay. It's still the first and last name.
All right.
Then you add, whatsoever I visualize shall be done to you, so be it. It is done. Now you're ready to light the candle. Now you can go into a meditative state and start to visualize that which you desire coming to you. And do not limit the way it comes. In other words, don't say, I want that particular job. Only in that particular office or that particular group. No. What you want is the abundance of money to pay your bills and to get ahead.
You don't want to be greedy.
No, you don't want to be specific to just only have one path that the money and the abundance and the prosperity can come to you.
How long will it take to happen?
Well, first of all, how long will it take to finish the ritual?
That's a good question.
I mean, you're doing it, first of all, at a time that you're not going to be interrupted, at a time when you still have energy, because it is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest, if you're a novice rather than a real practitioner, that you do at least 15 minutes to a half an hour, and if you could, 45 would be exciting, per day. Now, the candle is going to talk to you. I know that sounds crazy, but for my practitioners out there, they know. If the candle flame is burning very, very low.
Okay.
And it's very hard to stay lit. That means you are meeting resistance.
Interesting.
And so therefore you would have put a lot more energy or a lot more power behind it. Pull down those obstacles. Knock down those walls. And you'll see that the flame will all of a sudden increase. Now, you can also
paint
your altar, okay, with red, which will give you extra energy, extra power. Remember the soldier candles that I told you go out to do your bidding? They can knock down those walls.
And the gates of heaven aren't going to open up and get us, are they? No.
If the gates of heaven open up and get you, I hope so. That is tapping into not only your own personal power and the power of nature, but the divine spark within you. So let's hope that does happen, that the gates open, the portals open.
So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
How does this ritual work? You got the candle, and the oil, and the herbs, and the colors. But why does it work? How does it work?
You forgot the elements.
And the elements.
And they're very important, George.
That's why it's not working for me. I keep forgetting the elements.
Yes. Again, if you're going to call upon energies and forces, you must use nature and the elements. And I hope that we can get into them.
All right, when we come back. And our guest tonight, Dr. Evelyn Paglini, next hour we'll open up the phone lines. You can chat with her as well. Hey, by the way, are you a member of StreamLink? Just pennies a day. All you have to do is go to the coasttocoastam.com website. You can sign up for StreamLink and get downloads and podcasting and all those other neat things. We'll show you how you can change your lock in just a moment. We're with Evelyn Paglini. Evelyn, let's get into these elements and how you use them and why you have to use them in these rituals.
I will. And if the audience would go to mysticalblend.com and go over, when they hit the home page, to the links on the right-hand side, look for Magic 101.
Okay.
This is my gift. It is the entire simple ritual. I've simplified it as much as possible. You can take it to any metaphysical store and get the ingredients, and now you're going to know how to do it. It's my gift to you.
Perfect.
And to your audience.
Thank
now
you.
Let's get into the elements.
Elements, and why are they so necessary?
Because, again, the elements have forces, vibrations, energies that are assisting you in manifesting the desired goals.
And when you talk about elements, we're talking about like earth, wind, fire, like that?
That is correct.
Okay.
So if you're going to be using the elements, and I suggest you do, and calling upon them and evoking them, and what you're doing is you're saying, I call upon thee to bear witness for what I am about to do. And I ask thy guidance, thy assistance, and thy power. And so, therefore, in the ritual, you're going to decide which of these elements pertains to what you are trying to accomplish. So, if you're going to be using the element of earth, it is going to be represented by the candle on your altar, but you can also separately represent it by a bowl of sand or stones.
Hmm.
Please place it to the north.
Why is that?
Because it is the element of the north.
All right.
Cardinal point.
Because you said so.
No, it just is.
Okay.
And it represents stability, wealth, success. If you want strength, if you need it to ground someone, if you need it to bind an action, it's going to be the element of earth. Those are just some. There are so many more with the element of earth.
Can you make a mistake by putting the wrong element with the wrong color candle, with the wrong, let's say, oil? Can you screw up that way?
Yes, you can, and you're not going to get the results.
Okay, so it's important to study or to at least know.
Or to at least they have an understanding, and that's why I'm giving it.
All right.
If you're going to use the element of air, there's so many wonderful books out there and classes that you can learn so much more. The idea is to go on the journey, the quest.
The journey is fun.
Oh, it's marvelous. Air. If you're going to use the element of air,
right,
it's going to be represented by the smoke of the incense, and it's going to be placed in the east. You're going to use it for enlightenment. You're going to use it for clarity, even wisdom. You can also use it for a quickening in a ritual. In other words, if I wanted to send my request on the wings of the wind, I'd use air. Because not only do I want it there quickly, maybe I want to stir a little turmoil.
Not a bad idea.
You'd be surprised. I use air a lot. Fire. Oh, I love fire.
Got to be careful.
You know, one of my best. Now, the flame of the candle represents fire. And all candle magic is ruled by the element of fire. And please place it to the south. Now, it stimulates passion, the libido. Again, I've told you, power, energy, but also can be used for healing. And it's excellent for destruction.
I like that one.
That's what I use it for a lot.
I'm on your website.
And then water.
All right.
Essential oils represents water. A bowl of purified water can also represent it if you are using that element. If you are going to place it to the west, you can use it for purification. You can use it to influence or to control the emotions of others. You can use it to attract love. And again, it can also be used for healing. And you were going to tell me something about the
your
website.
And also, how does this work? Are we drawing energy from somewhere? Is someone doing this for us when we set this all up?
All of the above.
Does the person who's doing it have to believe it's going to work?
Yes.
All right. So if somebody goes into it and thinks, man, it's not going to work, it's not going to happen, is it?
If they do it enough times, though, it's going to work. They're going to feel the energy. They're going to feel the presence of that force, that vibration, that frequency, that energy. And then it's up to them to direct it. And that's only the elements. If you're going to really get into ritual magic and high magic, then you're going to get into the Watchers.
The Watchers?
Yeah, but that's for another time.
All right. All right, here I am, mysticalblend.com. I'm looking at the Change Your Luck ritual. Now, these are generally, this would be for people who want to change their luck.
Correct.
Right?
And also to remove a negativity.
Okay. Now, Angelica herbs, what are they?
Again, it is the vibration of the herb that will help you in attracting to you good fortune. And I also would suggest, if people can, to use the moon.
What do you mean, use the moon?
Well, you can use the moon by drawing down the energy of the moon.
Hmm.
To mentally visualize a sphere which can represent the moon, and visualize it in your mind, and now draw it down mentally until it sits just above your head. And now mentally open the crown chakra and allow the energy and the force and the vibration to enter your entire body, going through your entire body from the top of your head all the way to the tip of your toes, and then coming back up and centering into your chi force, into your solar plexus. And now, from there, you can raise that power of the moon. So it, too, will give you assistance that you need to accomplish the task. Now, a good way of doing this is when you are going to use the waning moon, that is going to be to cleanse, to remove, to separate.
So the different phases of the moon are important.
Absolutely. If the moon is waning, this is good for separation, breakup, cleansing. Or to bind down an action that's not wanted. But if it's the waxing moon, now this is great for business, starting a new career. Okay, wanting something to grow, wanting something to succeed. Now you got the waxing moon.
You have to wait, though. I guess,
yes.
Right? Okay.
But you can also use the new moon, and you can use the full moon, because that's going to give you extra power.
I was going to say, is the full moon the most powerful one?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
See how you just lean toward it?
Yep.
See, then it's up to you to direct those forces and energies to assist you, and you have to remain in balance. Because when you acquire this kind of knowledge, it comes with responsibility, George, and you will be tested. You see, it's very easy to be good when you don't have the tools to do otherwise. Magic gives you the tools. Now it's your path. You walk it. You must stay in balance. You can't blame anybody else.
Did you ever get to a point in your life where you thought you were slipping, that you were going off the course?
No,
Good for you. I bet there have been people, though, who have told you that they did slip.
I've watched some slip.
Friends?
That were close, yes. Again, when you go through minister, master, grand master, doctorate, high priestess, adept magus, each and every one of those levels opens up portals and doors to other planes and dimensions and deities and powers. And when you have that kind of power and control, you must remain in balance. It's too easy for you to use it against another.
Yeah, but not everybody thinks that way, Evelyn. I bet there are some people who would want to practice this just to hurt people.
That I know for sure.
Yep.
I know for sure. I've watched some of my students go that way. But again, I cannot deny the knowledge to the many because of the few. I would rather level the playing field by teaching it, and I have for over 40 years. I have practitioners out there I am so proud of. Because they are not only helping themselves, their family, and their friends, but they are leveling the playing field against the evil that is out there.
Have any of them ever come back to you?
Oh, yes.
With horrendous stories of evil?
Yes. Yes, they have. And like I said, I'm very proud of them.
Do they fight it themselves, or do they need you to do it?
They fought it themselves, and when necessary, they have called upon me, and I have been there. I have a familiar that I have created a long time ago. In fact, I have two, but I have one that has been seen many, many times by others.
And again, what is a familiar?
A familiar is a creature that you evoke and create and breathe life into and give a particular length of time to exist in order to accomplish a task. And the two that I use is the panther and the wolf.
Are these, and are they friendly creatures?
No.
They're not. Okay.
Not the way I use them.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
They are there to assist, but they're very destructive.
You use them to attack?
Yes. It's almost like a psychic attack. When a person walks into a room and they are drained of energy by an individual,
right?
That is an energy zapper.
I was just talking to Tom about that today.
But when you have a person in ritual that goes under psychic attack, that person doesn't get off of you. In other words, when you leave the room, you can rebound that energy.
Right.
Because you've gotten out of the vibration of the person.
You're away from them.
Right. But if I was psychically attacking you, I'm 24/7. I'm on an astral plane.
That's right.
And so, therefore, I'm going to feed upon you 24/7. That's psychic attack. That is intent. A person who's going to drain you of energy may or may not be intentionally doing it.
Might not even know it, right?
Right. And you can leave the room, and again, you can rebound your energy, but not if you're under psychic attack. And I'll tell you, for those people out there that would like to know if they've got a little bit of a spell or if someone has wished them ill will or harm, there's an old Italian remedy. Very simple. Get yourself a small bowl of water. Go get yourself some olive oil. Drop 3 drops, one on top of the other. If they stay together, you're okay. If they separate, I suggest you do a cleansing.
All right, so how do we protect ourselves from these kind of attacks?
Well, one good way to cleanse your environment would be to use sage. An excellent oil would be protection oil, rosemary oil, rose geranium oil.
Just put it on you?
You can put it on the headboard of your bed, the inside and outside of your doors, your windows, as well as wearing it on yourself. Okay, that would be the head, and that would be the throat, the heart, and the solar plexus. If you're putting it on the headboard of the bed, what you're doing is you're putting up a barrier so that when you are asleep at night, nothing and no one is going to be able to attack you. When you're putting it on the inside and the outside of the doors, front, back, bedroom doors, all doors, that means you have a line of defense. When you have used sage, especially silver sage or cedar, okay, then you have cleansed the environment, removed the vibration of all negativity, and made your house your own.
Do you remember in the Bible where death was attempting to kill the firstborn in Israel?
Mm-hmm.
And they put lamb's blood.
Yes.
In order for death to pass them by,
yes.
To leave that house.
Yes.
It's almost like an essential oil, I guess.
It had
the same purpose,
it's
didn't it?
The same thing. See, protection, you know, we all know about garlic. But you don't know that you can use juniper and lime and peppermint and rose and galangal. White ginger.
Would it work against vampires, too?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Not just garlic.
Yeah.
Hollywood, once again, Evelyn.
Yes. You know, for healing, it's very good to have some clove or some hops, some sandalwood, some spearmint, some myrrh. And, you know, we were talking about money. Basil.
Really?
Bayberry. Nutmeg. Mugwort. Honeysuckle.
Mugwort, isn't that what people slip in under your pillow?
Yeah. Oak moss. Cinnamon. White willow bark.
Let me ask you a question about those panthers. Yes. Some people, I think around like New Jersey, have been seeing these panthers.
Oh, boy.
Big cats. Yes. Police can't find them. Nobody knows what the heck is going on.
Is there any recent deaths in the area?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because but there have been sightings.
Usually, and there is a particular society, that if there is a person who is opening their mouth and opening up to secrets that should not have been let open, it seems that they usually meet with an accident, and it's been done by the claws of an animal.
Interesting. And the fact that they can't find these animals, but people see them, almost tells me that they've been created, that they're very mystical.
Well, that's what they are. They are a thought form that has been breathed to life.
Can't catch a thought form, can you?
Thought form can become material from the astral to the physical by the practitioner. And you can use, many, many people use the panther as well as the wolf. Once in a while, the snake.
Wow, that's an incredible story. And I don't think any law enforcement, which are out there looking for these creatures, has put this together that somebody might have conjured these things up.
If they're in packs, I'd be surprised. Okay, if it's one or two, they're usually on the hunt, and it's usually for a specific person.
And they've been found in ones. I don't think anybody's ever reported seeing
like I said,
a couple together.
That's being sent.
Scary stuff, Evelyn.
My world is, George.
Man, stay protected, Evelyn.
I try. Like I said, I have a lot of help from the other side.
You want to take phone calls at the top of the hour?
I would love
to. Let's do that. It's been a long time. Evelyn Paglini, our special guest tonight. Her website, mysticalblend.com, where I've been looking at her How to Change Your Luck ritual. It's fascinating. It really is great stuff. But the phone lines are open. We'll get to you in just a second when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM.